What we are dealing with here is a perfect engine. An eating machine. A great white shark. A stake to claim in the waters off Amity Island.
You yell barracuda.
Everybody says, huh?
What?
You yell shark. We've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
This shark, swallow you whole.
You ever have one do this before?
No.
And he's trying to run!
Not in a title!
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
All right, welcome back to Back to the Movies here in the Tailgate Society. I'm Ted Flint. We are here. It is the summer. We're going to have a nice little summer stretch here of just summer blockbusters. If you've never listened to Back to the Movies, Back to the Movies is a podcast where we revisit a movie or we pick a movie that maybe one of us has not seen. I am joined by Jake Voss and Sean Tez Festerman. Find us on your podcast app of choice. You know, Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, not Stitcher. Dead like Quint. Like, maybe dead like Tommy from Goodfellas. Stitcher went out, like, much quicker than Quint did. Quint went down fighting. Stitcher went out like a bitch. Anyways, go to thetailgatesociety.com for our written content. Like I said, feel free to like and subscribe. We do have some amazing movies coming up that we're going to be checking out from the summer. Like, Independence Day's on the radar. American Pie. I don't know if Jason Les do Armageddon or not. I'm not sure if that's on the calendar. So tonight we were discussing 1975 Jaws. All right.
Correct.
1975 Jaws, directed by Steven Spielberg. Pretty stoked about this movie. I watched it with my boys the other night. I mean, I watched it with my oldest one years ago. My youngest one finally watched it. It's always good to rewatch. It might be like, I feel like I should start watching this every summer. It's a very quintessential summer movie. But before we get into Jaws, if you're just here to listen to us three talk about a movie that you have not seen, we're going to spoil this movie in 90 seconds or less. But of course, we got to spin the wheel that decides which of us is Sharkbait and which of us is Roy Schneider from Sequest DS9. Is it DS9? You guys don't even know what Sequest is. You're too young. That's cool. Yeah. Anyways. Big wheel, shark fin on it, because, you know, we're a theme wheel around here. I have to make these every week out of cardboard. I don't feel like people understand the work and 2x4s. I'm a handy person, all right? I can make things with my hand. I make this wheel every week. No one can see it because we have not gotten a video yet. That's cool. These two can see it. You can hear me spin it. All right. Shark fin for a, well, I don't know, what is the thingy? The flappy thingy on the wheel. What's that? Flipper? Thicker?
I think flappy thingy works pretty well.
Yeah, flappy thingy.
That's probably the scientific.
Flappy thing is definitely not a grower, not a shower. Anyways, let's go. 1, 2, 3, spin. Jake Voss. It's Jake's turn. He is Captain Quint tonight. Jake,
I don't want to die.
Yeah, well, you know, you made fun of my wheel. In case someone has not seen 1975's classic movie Jaws,
you have confidence issues about your wheel.
You know, like, my wheels never disappoint anyone. never had unsatisfied. Anyways, Jake, in 90 seconds or less, spoil the shit out of 1975's Jaws.
So Jaws is about basically a movie about a police chief on a made-up island, Amity Island, that's supposed to be off the coast of Cape Cod. He's from New York, moved to Amity Island to get away from the crime. Shark attack happens. Mayor is an asshole, doesn't want the beaches shut down because it drives all their tourism and money. So they keep going.
imagine not shutting down businesses for an emergency to make money. That sounds so fake. People dying or not shutting anything down. Pure fiction.
They keep going. Another attack happens. Expert shows up. I don't remember what he's
a marine biologist.
Is that what he technically was?
Yeah, he's what George Costanza was when he hit the, pulled the golf ball out of the well.
His name's what? Hooper. Hooper shows up, basically says, you got shark problem. They kill a shark. Everybody thinks the shark's dead. He says, no, shark's not dead. Another attack happens.
Shark's not dead.
Well, a shark is dead. The shark is not dead. So then...
all shark lives matter.
Fish all friends, not food. So first half of the movie is Brody trying to be what the good guy, Mayor being an asshole, ends up, shark still not dead. So they, recruit, Quint, who's a crazy shark hunting boat captain, kills all kinds of sharks apparently. So Brody, Quint, Hooper go out hunting the shark. Basically the second half of the movie is them out on the water trying to fish this thing, kill this thing, snag this thing. Shark destroys cage. Shark destroys boat. Quint dies. Brody throws oxygen tank in shark's mouth. Shoots tank, blows shark up.
They smile, you son of a bitch. Such a great fucking line.
Fantastic. Everybody lives happily ever after, I guess, until maybe Jaws 2. I don't exactly know.
Apparently Jaws 2 is but... the mom of the Jaws they kill.
Oh, okay, sure.
And somehow Brody's also in that one. I mean,
so it's just a next level fuck you shark. It's a little bit.
And I think the fourth one is the mom back. I've never seen anything after. Actually, I saw Jaws 3D because it was always on cable. I have seen the third Jaws. But yeah, Jaws came out in 1975. Like, Jaws is the movie that basically, besides Star Wars, that came out a year later, like, made the modern summer blockbuster. And before Jaws came out, and I'm sorry, I'm the old one here. I have been watching Jaws since before these kids were probably born. I know all the nerd shit about Jaws. So
good.
Basically, yeah, was not alive when this movie came out. I want to be very clear. I was not alive in 1975. But so before Jaws came out, the summer was basically like just a dumping ground. The summer movies did not exist. They did not make money. Because back in the 70s and early 80s, people didn't go to movies. They were outside playing on shit and not staring at screens. Weird concept. You know, it happened, came out in 75. Huge blockbuster. That, like, the marketing behind this is insane. They basically, like, limited the amount of theaters it was in so that people could talk about it more and then want to go see it, which is, like, complete opposite of how it is now. They're like, we're going to put in 3,000 theaters so everyone can see it once. You know, apparently the book was an awesome bestseller. The whole thing about Jaws is, like, everyone remembers the POV, as my sons like to say, because they're Utes, point of view of the shark being, like, a big thing in the movie. That's because the shark didn't work. Like, for the first two-thirds of the filming, they could not make the shark work. It didn't work. It sank all the fucking time.
I know I've heard stuff about, like, the shark and
they made a robot shark. Yeah,
I've heard stories. I don't remember specifics, but
yeah, like there's an amazing documentary and book, but you said, like, the shark doesn't work. I think the name of it just, and Spielberg, this is his first movie in the theaters.
Like, that's what I was wondering. It had to be pretty early, right, for him.
He made Sugarland Express and Duel, but Duel's made for TV. It's basically about a dude basically getting chased by a mad trucker. It's like Joyride. With Paul Rocker.
So Joyride.
Yeah. Before Joyride. I love my sons, but they kept referencing the Meg during this. My youngest one, especially my 9-year-old. He's like, this is just like the Meg. I'm like, no, the Meg is just like this.
I had a couple of moments. I go, oh, Deep Blue Sea.
I kept thinking of Deep Blue Sea.
I will stand for Deep Blue Sea. 30-foot shark, you hit me. Just an amazing end line. So basically, like, Spielberg had, like, do, like, the point of view. I think the soundtrack also made this movie so great. Like, but yeah, it's great. For what they pulled off, it's great. And if you can, like, Also, the shark looks fake as fuck. But you can tell, like, when they had a film art, like, the whole buoy part was because the shark didn't work. That's why there's buoys. And, like they could, like, they couldn't have the sharks chasing the boat when the shark wouldn't work.
They don't have a shark. Yeah.
They don't have a shark.
I mean, it's definitely just the whole thing in general is I think, shot really well. Like, it's still, what's the math?
It's so good,
we're
man.
Almost 50 but years.
Don't,
later,
no, don't hurt me. Yeah. Don't hurt me. Yeah. It's,
but it, 50 it looks, years next it year. It still looks very good. You know, whether it's just some of those shots in the water where, you know, you have the cameras right on water level or whatever it may be, getting reactions from people and stuff like that. And just, it's all shot really well. And then, yeah, on top of that, just the way they play up the idea that, yeah, there's a shark, but without showing a shark, whether it's even, you know, in that last half where we were talking about, you know, once they get on the boat and they're hunting it, even when it's just barrels, you know, that they're
do when they start popping up in
around
water.
In water somewhere. And yeah.
All right. But before we get too lost in the weeds / water. So what is everyone's first memory of this movie? Do you guys have, is this your first watch? I always forget because in Tombstone, we found Jake and they're seeing Tombstone. Was this anyone's first watch?
Yeah, I had never seen it.
I for sure have never sat down and watched the entire movie. I'm familiar with, oh, you know, there's the big parts, obviously. There's, I, you know, at the end when the shark's on the boat and all of that, like,
right,
I think that stuff, if you know anything about Jaws, you know those.
My
moments.
First college roommate had a, I don't know, probably 12x6 figurine of that from McFarlane of Quint just and the boat and Quint just getting eaten. And I imagine now it probably goes for like $400 on eBay. I don't even want to fucking know what it like it runs now, you know.
Yeah, it was my first watch. I obviously knew little bits and pieces, and I knew kind of the very broad plot. And by that, I mean, like, killer, fuck you, shark.
Right, yeah.
But outside of that, like, I didn't really know. I thought maybe I would, like, maybe some things in my brain would be sparked a little bit in watching it. And I'd be like, oh yeah, like I kind of knew some of that of the plot or whatever, but I really didn't. Obviously just over time in pop culture, there's stuff that, you know, gifts. And
so this is your first time watching it. Did you check the rating before you watched this?
No, I never do.
All right, so my 9-year-old watched this, and he's like, is this my second rated R movie? And I'm like, no, this is PG. This movie's PG.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a lot of these, though. Like, if you get back into, like, some of the 70s and, like, early 80s and stuff, like, the ratings are
how the fuck, like, is this? They kill a child, and blood shoots out of the water, and this is a PG movie.
Yeah. They do their best to see how many children they could possibly maybe try and kill.
I'd like to actually, like, go back and maybe in, like, look at some of the movies and try and figure out what actually made them.
Oh, it is. Like, it's Gremlins and Temple of Doom. It's Gremlins.
Is it like language that they would actually, like,
no,
give
it,
higher
it's,
ratings
it's
for?
Sex.
Or what?
Sex, all sex.
It's just all sexual content stuff. Yeah. I mean, I guess that.
And then Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and Gremlins came out in 82 or 83, and that's what pushed it over. I think it's 85. 85.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Those two movies combined is what made the PG-13.
The guy's chest is probably.
Yeah, I believe that's called a Psy-Hawk game.
and I will, before we move on any further, I was very, this is the second movie in a row that I don't think my expectations were super high for, like, viewing quality and how good things looked. But I was really surprised and very happy with even the shark. Like, listen, I know it's probably part of the expectations thing, but I was, like, expecting way worse than what we got. So I was very pleasantly surprised with whatever special effect stuff. Now I know they probably tried to limit it as much, but then, like Tez said, it was also.
And when does the shark? When do we see the shark? Is it when that dude gets on the little boat next to Brody's son. Is that when the first time the shark shows up? Like he's sitting like, hey, what are you guys
out of the water shows up?
Well, he's in the water, but like he like it's sideways, right? Heading towards the guy in the little boat, and Brody's like, because he sends his son to the safe place, and then the dude gets
eaten. Yeah, I think that might be the first time we see
a glimpse,
if anything, of it. No, it was good. I was very happy with. I was expecting to be like, oh my god, it's so cheesy, and it was not that like that at all.
I'm just shocked that you're more like not like Tez, where like you didn't catch like parts of it on cable. Just it's on TNT, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna watch this. This is Jaws. I'll watch this.
Would not be surprised if like my mom had it on every once in a while on TV or something. That seems like a thing my mom would have on if she was like sitting down to like watch a movie and it was on. But for whatever reason, I don't think I ever sat down and watched any part of it. Like I thought maybe sitting down to watch it, there would be something in my brain and be like, oh yeah, like that's familiar. I remember that. And there just wasn't any of that. So.
Well, you, Sean.
It's sort of that of just, maybe it's just from pieces of it being on TV. And I was thinking about it watching it that I think I was much more familiar, and not much more because it's not like I've watched pieces of it a lot, but I think a lot of any memory I had of it is from the first half of the movie, you know, when they're on the island or it's something going on with the real villain of the movie with the mayor.
Fucking mayor.
And or if it's, you know, on the beaches and stuff like that, like that was stuff I remember, you know, that I've actually seen. I don't know that really I ever had watched the end altogether in any large chunks or anything like that. So, I agree with Jake. I wasn't sure what to expect there of how they go about it and what the movie would entail. But yeah, I think I enjoyed it. It's well done. It's a good movie. They do a good job with storyline and all of that. It's not a super complex plot. It's pretty straightforward. So you don't
and get it's lost streamlined, man. And like, and we've mentioned, yeah, like,
Jake, I think if it wasn't that well done, it probably doesn't land as well, but with everything around it being well done, then it just kind of goes together and it's all good.
And like we were saying before the podcast, like once they get on the boat, that last 45 minutes, it's just like, all right, I'm gonna watch this shit. Like the speech with when Quentin Hooper getting like the scar contest,
yeah,
and then it gets real, extremely real. To quote like an old Chappelle sketch, when shit gets real, when Hooper, but Quentin was like, I was on the USS Indianapolis. Like that whole speech is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It's very good.
And it gets even better when you realize like the actor that played Quint, who died way early than he should have, is a raging alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And I was just like drunk for a lot of like most of his, but like that dude's scary. Like Quint is scary. Quint is a scary motherfucker. I would not want to be on boat with that man.
Yeah, like he definitely gives off the, to say I wasn't shocked that character, turns out was a veteran that went through some pretty traumatic shit.
When he breaks up the CB radio.
Yeah.
My sons are like, why is he doing that? I'm like, because he wants to kill the shark and he's going to die doing it. Like,
yeah, because they're not giving up on this mission. I'm someone's dying out here. It's either me or the shark.
Or when he kills the engine, you know, like, and they're like, hey, you're going to blow the engine. Slow the fuck down. Yeah. You know? One of my favorite lines in this movie is, when Hooper first shows up and like everyone's going out to kill the shark for a $3,000 bounty, which I don't even want to know what that'd be now. And he's like, yeah, you know, those 10 dudes in that boat. Yeah. You know them? Yeah. They're going to be dead before I leave the goddamn harbor.
Yeah, they're not going to make it out of the harbor alive. Just, you know, those guys, go talk to them. It's just the introduction of the way he comes in, and just, it's a real quick introduction of, yep, I'm this guy. And then you just start diving into, yeah, you got a shark problem, man. You know, when they go in to look at the remains of the girl that dies right out the gate of the movie.
And they do such a good job of like explaining to you like how terrible it is about showing the girl. When they first show up to where she's at, the one deputy's like down, like dry heaving, like he can't even look at her. And then when Hooper shows up and he's like, what the fuck? What did you say this was? Propeller accident? No, this is not a propeller act. I can't say that word.
Propeller?
I can't say R's. All right. Fuck off.
$17,500.
Oh, so they offer Quint 10. So that's like about 63.
Is that 75-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For $17.50, for $17.50 right now, would you guys go out looking for a shark?
No.
No, absolutely not.
If you had like, if you lived on the coast and you were a fisherman.
I mean, given the context that they had, I guess I might. I mean, because they don't have the context of knowing that this is like
a
the smartest, biggest...
Thing's bigger than the boat. Like
great white shark.
Yeah.
Thing, right.
Thing's bigger than the boat.
Because like the shark they kill is like
the hammerhead.
It's not small, but
for some reason in my head, I remember that from like watching on TV more than anything. Like him throwing that license plate out when they're cutting the shark open. Like I don't know why that sticks in my head on being on TV. You know,
pulls the
and like I made a joke about
a paint bucket out, and a fish, and a fish head, and then a license plate for
Louisiana license plate.
Yeah, like the Gulf.
And like I said, I understand this dates me, and maybe we have old people listening. I don't fucking know. But like, so Brody, can't pronounce his last name either, was on a show called SeaQuest. It was literally Star Trek, but the ocean.
Roy Scheider?
Schreider. And it was amazing. It was like when I was like right my like 13-year-old me, 12-year-old me, and like it was like Star Trek: The Next Generation, but underwater. And like I was all about that fucking show. He's like, I
can see that. I would, you know, I'd watch that.
What year was it, Jake? What year did that fucking show?
Sorry, what? I was looking
at SeaQuest. I'm gonna go with 91 to 95. That's my guess.
Movie, TV show.
It's a show.
Show. Sorry, I was literally not listening to what you were saying.
All right, you're laughing at something. Oh, that's cool. That's fine. That's
93.
All right. Real big fan of that fucking show. All right. Moving on to our rest of our questions. So we can't do a favorite quote this early. We're just gonna be fucking around this goddamn thing. Is there a, I mean, I'm 75. Is there a famous actor
for this movie? I wouldn't know if there was, probably. I mean, was Scheider, like, did anybody in this, do you know if anybody in this ended up, like,
I'm gonna doing a punch bunch you. Richard fucking Dreyfuss is in this movie. Richard fucking Dreyfuss is Hooper.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Holland's Opus. There are 24 famous goddamn movies.
To be fair. I know the name, and I could not have like told you what he looked like or anything.
My and the fairy is 50 years ago, so he's probably 80. But, I'm not sure if he's still alive. He's in the Poseidon remake, which is bad.
Dead on IMDb.
Roy Scheider was obviously very famous in the 70s and 80s. But like I said, this is a 50-year-old movie, so like,
I did see the name in the credits, but I literally without like looking at the IMDb, I wouldn't have known.
I'm yelling at you, and I couldn't tell you anything that Richard Dreyfuss is in right now.
Well, at least
another stakeout.
You're yelling at me for once, so that's fine.
That's fine. Also, like a low key like great parts movies when like after the beaches finally get closed, the widow the mom shows up and just slaps the shit out of him. It really like grounds this movie like in reality that like. Someone's kid fucking died.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I didn't. I wasn't really in a position to actually write down notes and stuff, but I tried to be aware of taking like mental notes. But I was thinking that right after, you know, a child dies. They have this town meeting about closing the beaches and everybody's literally laughing and making jokes. And like, there's one lady in there that's just going, I don't think this is funny. Well, this is inappropriate.
Well, the first victim is like a teenager, right? Or like right above a teenager. Yeah. Like,
Yeah, and you know, just and it is just every they're just like, no, it's, what are you talking about? We just let us in the water and making jokes and laughing. And I'm like, a child just died in front of a lot of you. Like, what is going on?
And then the 4th of July thing still happens, right? That's when yes. I was doing the red book. Yeah. So like, yeah. So the kid dies, and then they open the goddamn beaches up a second time.
Because the mayor still insists, like, do whatever you have to do to, like, make it safe, but we're keeping the beaches open so that we can draw in the tourism.
I'm not going to beat this drum, because we're a fun podcast, but goddamn it, like, watching this shit pre-COVID is infuriating. Especially, like, on the 4th of July when that old man and his fucking wife, like, drag their kids out. We're like, we're gonna be the ones.
Yeah, because the mayor goes up to him and is like, what are you doing? Get out there. Yeah, basically like, hey, go get in the fucking water.
That's some fucking dude from the Timberwolves now touching that mic after like, Gilbert. Like, and they kill people because they walk down the goddamn water.
Yeah.
The thing's there, you know?
Yep.
That poor fucking pothead that's out there in that little red sailboat next to the kids. Leg is strong. You know, that dude was high as fuck. That's why he was in the goddamn kiddie.
He's like looking at him. He's like, what are you guys looking at?
Yeah. He's out there in the kiddie pool. Like, that dude is just out there fucking burning it. Like, it's like, I'm not going to go where the crowd is.
70s, you know, for sure.
Like, so, yeah. Like, yeah, it just, it's so like, watching it now are like, everyone's yelling at the mayor, but it's like, oh, that makes sense because they don't give a shit. They just want to make money. So, what is something, I mean, besides the fact that, you know, COVID and these assholes go in the water, what is something that hasn't aged well from this movie?
Hmm.
This movie is damn near perfect. This is really tough.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I have anything that really, like, jumped out at me, to be honest with you. I mean, I guess we can beat the horse some more. The mayor, like, putting capitalism and money over,
like, I do love how, like, the mayor,
like, safety of the townspeople, basically
he rides with him across on that boat, the car trolley, yeah, and then just to make him go back, no, we're done, turn around,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't think there's too much. Oh, that's
I have one that makes no fucking sense, and it's not even that bad.
I'm in.
So the, like the first beach scene we get, the kid comes up to his mom and is like, can I go back in the water? And she's like, let me see your hands.
Well, that's some 70s shit, brother.
Like, and I was like, apparently that was a thing, like, that I didn't know about.
When I,
like,
was growing up, my mom,
40 years ago, that, like, your skin pruning and being in the water when,
if I was in my bathtub long enough for my skin to prune, it was my mom being like, you gotta get out of the bathtub, you've been there too long, your skin's pruning.
Like, that's just probably an excuse to get you the hell out of the tub, but, like,
save that kid's life. Wait, no, was it the kid that died?
I'm pretty sure it was the kid that died.
Fucking mom.
Like, I didn't know. Like,
and this is why you don't go back in the water when your skin prunes.
As soon as she said, let me see your hands, I was like, she's going to check if his fingers are pruny, and that's going to be a thing, isn't it?
Well, this is exactly good to know. When you're in the ocean, your skin starts pruning, get out or a fucking shark will eat you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's maybe that's a little...
All it is is a reaction to cause more freak. Never mind. Whatever.
I do love the part where, like, when he's getting drunk with Hooper and he's like, we're gonna go out on that boat. He's like, oh, how about you have some more wine? We'll get you on that boat. I ain't going on that boat. Oh, just drink up. We'll go on that boat. When they're gonna go look around. Also, I love that scene because, like, basically Spielberg decided while he was making this movie, like, they were gonna go an hour or so without a jump scare. And they needed one more. And that's like that scene with the boat and the hole in the boat is literally filmed in someone's swimming pool. They put a boat in a swimming pool and, like, that whole part is like just in a swimming pool. And that shit's amazing to me. Like how directors do that shit. Like, the pacing is off. We need one more scare. Let's get them on the goddamn water. And then they can go down and investigate. And some, and that is the, I think that's the top jump scare in the movie. Like, both my kids fucking jumped. I mean, maybe not for you because, you know, the bigger boat part happens. And as someone who's seen that for 40 years, this shit doesn't get me anymore.
No, I think that's probably that probably is the biggest one. I was expecting a couple times later in the movie, honestly, for, like, a a big one. And I would, the stuff later in the movie didn't really like jump scare me.
No. I mean, the only one close, and we can get to that right now, like, what's your guys' favorite quote? Is there a quote that even comes close to we're going to need a bigger boat?
Smile, you son of a bitch.
That's up there. And they cut
that's
out
my favorite. That's my favorite one.
Although they can't say bitch.
Yeah, they cut off the bitch part, but that's by far my favorite one. I mean, you also have the I can do anything I want. I'm the chief of police.
Yeah. The chief of police. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's obviously that
we're going to need a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat. It's just.
It's only an island if you look at it from the water.
Yeah,
I marked that one down too because it made me laugh. But for me, as far as like a standout,
quote. and he walks backwards and I know it's happening, but it's like for like years when with the Ozarks, I had a tank top. There's a screen print of Roy Schneider, cigarette in his mouth, and the shark behind him. Mm. And it was one of my favorite goddamn tank tops in this whole world. It cost me like $10 to make, and like just like because like I love the cigarette in his mouth. Like, and I literally read an article the other day about how like period pieces aren't right anymore because they don't show people smoking. They don't want to have cigarettes in a movie. But anyone like any movie that's like takes place in the 90s to whatever, he's like, people should be smoking the entire fucking movie.
Anything before like.
Smoking what, in a hotel in this one.
The 90s or like in a hospital, or the 90, like if it's in the 80s or before, like
oh yeah, Schneider's just smoking heaters his entire fuck. Like Brody is never not smoking. Like shark might not kill him, but cancer's gonna, you know. But yeah, like
it'd be the same thing as like if you were showing like older, like a period piece of older, it'd be like Tombstone if people weren't like drinking.
Right, but yeah, but like people want to sanitize like 70s, 80s, and 90s now when you make a movie about those decades.
No, I get why it happens. It's just not, yeah.
So, I mean, they made John McClane not a smoker in Die Hard 4, and I'll never forgive him. Because Die Hard 4 is the last Die Hard. There's no 5. But yeah, Knock on Your Bigger Boat's great. Smile, you son of a bitch. What did you guys think? Like, we touched on earlier, but like the whole part with like the scars and him telling the story and them singing, like, where does that rank for you? And like, as you're watching it for the first time, you're like, holy shit, this shit just might be pretentious, but this shit's art. Like, that's a fuck that whole like 10-minute spot. It's like, this holy shit, I'm watching art.
Yeah,
I'm such a fucking nerd.
It was a really interesting, because I didn't exactly know where that was going to go. And it went to a really good place that turned into, like you said, a really well-done, good 5-10 minute, whatever section that it was. Because when it first started, I was like, oh, is this going to turn into like a, like they're drunk FU contest? Or is this going to turn into like a bonding, which it turned into like a bonding thing, right? And so that was a really fun thing. And then obviously that leads into, like you said before, the I forget exactly how he gets into it, but being on the USS,
he asked him, he has a scar on his wrist. He goes, what is that from? He goes, oh, I got a tattoo removed.
Yeah.
And they're like, is that from, is it the same mommy or some shit?
Yeah,
they're poking the bear.
Yeah. And then he gets into that, and Cooper goes from laughing to very quickly like, oh shit, you were on the USS Indianapolis. And then he gets into telling that story, and like you said, it's super well done. And so that just that run of that part of the movie is,
and that's a true story. I mean, like I've gone down that wiki wormhole a few times, and it is fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I haven't read. I've never actually gone down that, like, fully down that rabbit hole of reading super deep into it. But I knew. I mean, when he was saying it, I was like, oh yeah, I remember like the gist of that.
Is there anything? Yeah. Go ahead, Sean.
No, I was just going to say, it's basically agreed with Jake that it is super well done, because it is just from, you know, that whole thing comes from a one-off comment about the cut on Brody's head of just, you know, that's not going to be there forever. And then, but you know what is, and, you know, it shows him one little cut, and then it's a little bit of, you know, one-upsmanship over and over. And yeah, like Jake said, you don't really know exactly where it's going to go. If you're in just a pissing contest here, if there's like something legitimate.
It's the ultimate, like when you like make someone like a, make a, your mama's joke to somebody and they get like, oh wait, she's dead. And you're like, oh fuck me. God damn it. You know?
Yeah, it's just, and just the way he delivers that whole, the whole story and all of that, and then just, you know, caps it off with, you know, the little smile or whatever, and ends it with the, but we delivered the bomb or whatever the ending line is that he uses. That it's just, you know, it's the story that obviously, I think Jake said it earlier, that, yeah, this was a dude that went through some shit at some point. You didn't really know what, obviously. And then he does a really good job of playing a character that is probably just a crazy guy that spends his entire life out on a boat by himself fishing for shit. Yeah, killing sharks. And then, yeah, and you get the story to, I guess, sort of where his madness began, and all the things that.
All right. So since there really isn't any gifts from this movie, but this movie just has so many like iconic, like just shots. I remember like watching this. I'm like, man, there is so many shots. Like, do you guys have like a, I know it's really like nerdy, but like a shot that you're like, holy shit, that's great. Like mine, I always pick is I think Quint's up on like the crow's nest and he's just sitting there with the gun across like his lap. That's a great fucking shot.
Yeah.
The zoom in on Brody at the beach.
I was going to say, I think there's a couple shots of Brody. I think there's one, I think it's semi early on the boat. That for some reason, I think I've probably seen in some kind of meme or something like that on the internet. That's like semi iconic, I would say. There were definitely things, like I said, that I had seen, but I think, yeah, there's a couple of Brody definitely that are just like out there just because of they're just super, you know, well done, iconic, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know specifically, like I said, as far as writing notes down, I didn't do great on that today, but a lot of it together, like Jake said, I mean, you can search through, you can search Jaws posters or whatever it is. And like, there's a lot of those pictures of Brody because it is just, it's well done. And even like I said, in the beginning, you have, even when,
how the Jaws poster itself is like so fucking iconic.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. You have the little, even the, is it the first time you see the shark or that he thinks he sees the shirt, you know, you get the whole
zoom like, in. Yeah.
Zoom in. Yeah.
Which apparently is like an incredibly fucking hard shot that they still teach in film school, like how they pull that off. Because it's not as simple as like the camera's on a dolly and it's like rolling towards him.
Yeah.
Like there are like three or four like aspects to make that happen. And like it zooms in. So like, I don't know why. And I thought this was going to watch it. How is that not a reaction gif? How like that shot of him like zooming in, not a reaction gif? Like, I don't know why I thought that. Because that my brain's broken.
I mean, I feel like there's several things in this movie that I'm surprised have not been used frequently as gifs. Like, I feel like there's a lot of spots where I'm like, I'll see a, you know, a section of it. And I'm like, oh wow, that's probably really applicable.
Do you think it's just it's so old and like. Like, and I know that sounds terrible because I'm old, but like, it's just like far enough out, like the pulp culture landscape that like people understand that Jaws, they know we all love Jaws, but like, no one's like set down, like, I'm gonna screen grab this good,
yeah,
and get it somewhere.
I think it's if I had to guess why, it's probably, it's just old enough that it was probably just far enough outside of like common, like thinking of pop culture for people that like, as that became a thing.
Where do you think that line is? So Shawshank came out in 93.
Well, that's kind of what, I was just thinking too, is like, I was going to potentially ask the question is like, what is the oldest, like fairly common, like reaction GIF that you see used is, do you think?
So I was going with this. So Shawshank's 93. That's Dufresne and the Rain.
Yeah. I mean, there's several we like to use from it, but.
Yeah. And I mean, you get, there's obviously like a Caddyshack has a few that.
Quite a bit. There you go. That's early 80s.
But I think that's maybe at least off it the might top be of Caddyshack. My head as far it as might, yeah as far be. As like, I was thinking popularity, Die Hard
maybe, but Caddyshack's
84
that, so
but that is but yeah that's I mean Caddyshack has some pretty popular ones, but I don't know that there's a lot of other stuff from
I also
that time another that's the same, so I don't know if it's an outlier.
Another thing I will say that probably hurts this. So this is still 5 years before Caddyshack, but another thing that Caddyshack has going for it as far as
was action, Caddyshack 79?
It was 80.
Okay.
It's 5 years. Holy,
80. Fucking Christ.
All right. But the thing that Caddyshack has going for it as far as like people using it for gifts and stuff is actors that are in Bill Murray, you know,
that's
now true. I'm not gonna be able to name them. The whatever
Chevy Chase,
the old what's the old crazy
Rodney Dangerfield,
Roger Dangerfield.
Yeah, there we go. Those were the three that popped in my head, but you have like the star power of
people, 1980. What the fuck
of them like being in people's brains and like probably, you know, as that type of stuff rolled out, people have that. This movie, we already stated, like none of these like three guys that are in the last half of this movie
stop shitting on Rod. Okay. I mean, well, god yeah. damn it, Richard Dreyfuss.
I mean,
I'm fucking with this. Fuck
I
you.
Know, I know, but actually, like none of them have like that star power of like staying super relevant in pop culture into.
Well, the guy who played Quinn died like 3 years later, so I mean, we can kind of slack. Lose alcoholism.
I mean, still, like, it's, no matter why he was
glass houses.
But yeah, I think that might be even bigger than the age. But I think the age combined with that is probably why this movie doesn't have that type of pop.
You're gonna make me think way too hard about like the oldest gift, that, and it might be 80s. 80 might be.
I think it's almost got to be Caddyshack. At least, and I'm not talking like GIF you can go find and use.
No. I know what you're saying stuff like
that's fairly commonly used or you've seen. Yeah.
There's nothing from Rocky that I can think of, really. You know, like that's one thing I didn't even think of that might be better. Like, but really, nothing from Rocky. Rocky 2, I guess. Adrian saying when
he dies, he dies.
That's 80. That's 85.
Yeah, but that's like, that stuff's lit. That's what I mean. Like,
it's, that's 85. It's that's Rocky 4. Like, it's gonna be Caddyshack.
I think it probably is.
Well, no, I got. Well, when did fucking Doctor Strangelove come out? When he's riding the nuke down.
64. But is that a
him riding the nuke down with his cowboy hat? Fuck, that's because he's a decent amount, but not as much as Bill Murray saying, "I got that going for me." You know, like
that going for me.
Oogla, boobla, oogla. I mean, that's you're probably right. It probably is Caddyshack, but like
I think it is, and I think it's mostly probably because of Bill Murray. But
yeah, and that's just but like I said, like I feel like that zoom in on Schneider could be used if you had the right. I mean,
I definitely think there's probably three to a handful, like couple second, 5 second clips, whatever of this movie that could definitely.
Yeah, there's.
It's just no, and then it never got grabbed a hold of in that way.
Yeah, there's definitely moments that you can for sure capture 3 seconds. Yeah. I mean, five seconds.
You talk about pieces of it that are meaningful,
that have a moment. Yeah. I just don't know if it's something that just.
Well, like we discussed it earlier.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger boat, right?
That's why I said, like, that could be used in a great meme format if you ever, like, wanted to do it, right?
Like that's more.
We're going to need a blank blank or a bigger blank or a blank, but yeah. You know, whatever. Like that could easily be a meme template.
As a resident old person here, like, we used to say that just as a quote, but like now I don't know how you work it out. Like, but like, I'm sure you guys use, we're gonna need a bigger boat just in conversation, not knowing us from this movie, or like, that's all you knew us from this movie. And maybe you didn't. And I'm an old bastard.
I didn't. Not calling you an old bastard. I'm just saying.
Don't tell me that we're going to need a bigger boat was the first time you heard that tonight.
I mean, I've probably heard someone say it before.
Oh, my God. That hurts me. Sean.
I've for sure known it. Oh, my God.
You hate me. That's cool. You too.
No. I've always known it's from this movie. Like all of that. If you really want to get
put me in the fucking home right now. Sure. Sure. I'm sure. Hit me again, Apollo.
Really? I mean, I knew it was always from Jaws, but what really always stuck with me is, and I don't know if you remember this, but sometime in the late 90s, whenever that Godzilla movie came out,
98.
There was a Taco Bell commercial with when they still had the Chihuahua when he drops in. I think I need a bigger box.
Oh, fucking God.
We're going to need a bigger box.
That was 98. I have no reference to this at all.
I don't know why that sticks in my head, but it was.
I didn't go see that movie in the theater.
He's trying to catch Godzilla in a box, baiting him with tacos, and then he looks at him.
We will not be discussing that.
I think I need a bigger box.
Oh, fuck you!
Say there are probably several references to that I've heard in things that I didn't even.
Well, I mean, just think about like
reference to this, but
well, think about like this, like Lake Placid or any movie with an animal bad guy, like it's all POV of the creature for most movie because of this movie. Like Lake Placid, when does that goddamn alligator show up or crocodile? Oh God, you guys never seen Lake Placid.
I haven't seen bits and pieces of that movie, but it was goddamn podcast of children.
When you were growing up,
when did Lake Placid come out?
Fuck you. Come out in 98. Fuck off.
99. Yep.
Oh, Bill Pullman's in that. I will not go quietly in the dark. God, I'm gonna need a second. the fact that you did not know I'm gonna need a bigger boat hurts me.
I'm sorry that you have this problem right now, Ted.
I bet if I Google,
I can't do anything about the fact that I didn't.
I'm gonna need a bigger boat.
No, that quote was in here.
I bet I'm gonna need a bigger boat is in the IMF or whatever the fuck it is, top 100 quotes of all time. What is that? I'm gonna need.
They have like a what now?
Oh, the quote list. The movie company.
Who ranks that?
I can't name it right now. Give me a second.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me that that's a thing.
Quote.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Fuck you.
I need to revisit some of those like 2000s commercials. There's a lot of them that late 90s, early 2000s commercials.
Oh, so you're gonna need a bigger boat. It's not we're. That's what they fuck up the line.
Oh, I guess.
I mean, he says it a couple times. But I believe the original one, the first one he says, I think is you're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that people fuck up, which me included.
And then after that, he drops like three straight, I think we're going to need a bigger boat. Because that's when he starts just like everything out of his mouth is they're bringing a bigger boat, right? Like
it's some of the most famous quotes of ever in movies, or people are misquote them at least.
AMFI's top AFI's top 100 quotes.
Oh,
I bet it's in there.
One of the what Luke, I am your father is a misquote that everybody uses.
Yeah,
that's probably like top five,
right?
I mean, it happens a lot. Like, it's not like egregious. Constantly. It's not egregious misquotes. It's just like slight, however it's happened, type of thing.
All right, this is a really great fucking podcast show right now. You guys talk for me while I look up this goddamn number.
It's number 35.
Fucking goddamn it.
Can't control F on your phone, can you?
I was on Wiki and it wasn't giving me a fucking option.
Goodness gracious.
All
right. Came out of nowhere.
I have noticed, and we're close to this podcast, like I feel like the better the movie is, the less we can talk about it. Does that make sense?
I mean, some really good movies have kind of lots of things to talk about. This movie being just a very good movie, like we said, very well shot all the way around, but then not having the star power or the quotes or like sticking and being super sticky in pop culture kind of,
and also
takes some of the topics and stuff away from what we typically hit on.
And none of us have memories of it when it came out in theaters. That also hurts us.
Where the fuck is Hyde when you need him?
Yeah, fucking senior citizen motherfucker.
But yeah, it's even just as far as like even the plot, like it's straightforward. There's really not a lot of side subplots to it. Like there's little pieces, obviously, stories with, you know, there's a little bit with his wife, and then half of the
movie, you hear some wild shit. And in the book, which is apparently a massive bestseller, Hooper fucks Brody's wife.
Really?
Oh.
And Spielberg's like, I'm not putting that in the movie.
I don't even know. I was going to start asking questions, but I don't know if you know the answers, and it doesn't really matter.
I mean, we're not going to discuss Mrs. Brody, but she looked respectfully very nice in the first 5 minutes of this movie.
Respectfully. Boy, this shark fucked this cage up, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, and we can get real close in it. So Hooper is supposed to die, right? Like, we all in this, like, real Dewey and Scream 2 showing back up
at the end. It's a suicide mission, basically. Like,
no, I feel like they filmed him dying and they chickened out. Like, I feel like that man should not survive that goddamn cage. He swims down and hides in some fucking caves or some shit? Like,
yeah.
I feel like there was probably a couple alternatives there. I don't know if he just goes in there and dies. But I think, to me, the alternative would have been like he swims down, grabs the spear thingy, stabs the shark, shark kills him, shark dies. But then you don't get the oxygen explosion blowing the fucking shark.
Smile,
you don't get to blow up a shark, yeah.
So then, to me, that, and this could just, they could have just written it this way and done it and whatever, but if you're going to chicken out of it to make the explosion, then you just have him escape and go hide. So
that's right.
If that did happen that way, that's how you get there, I suppose.
And then they swim miles to shore.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you're just floating kicking at that point, you know,
just kicking on barrels and the tides. And the tides with them.
Yeah. Apparently what day is today? Wednesday, Tuesday.
Oh man, as someone who's fucked around with the tide, sure. Good luck with that fucking shit.
So I had, what's the thing I was just looking at that I wanted to bring up?
You tell me.
I think we're to note stuff now, probably, yes. Right? So I thought for sure at some point when Quint was just standing out on the thing up on the bow of the ship, on the front of the ship, I thought for sure the shark was just going to like jump out of the water and eat him.
But dude, the shark jumps up. Like when the shark like leaps up onto the boat, like just like flings like 2/3 of his body onto that boat.
Yeah.
It just like it just cracks me up.
It's yeah, just, definitely
just
flops silly,
up there. He's just hanging out for a minute. Yeah.
And also like Quint dying goes on like a good like 25 seconds more than it should.
Yeah, it was not a super quick like chomp grab into the water dead thing. It was like
he's kicking the nose, he's screaming, kicking it,
it's biting his fucking leg, and then it chews its way up his body and it gets chomped on a couple times. And
yeah, even when he's halfway gone and it's still just kind of thrashing back and forth and just ragdolling him a little bit, and it's like, oh man, that's just take him under. Like that's let the poor man go.
So this is the second to last thing that I have that I wanted to touch on that I have a note on. I noticed kind of early on, and maybe it's just because of the way that like action movies or whatever were kind of made at the time, but this movie's more or less made like a slasher horror movie.
Absolutely it is.
And I don't know, I just was dumb for not like realizing that early on.
It is the horror movie. Nothing came up before this. Texas Chainsaw Massacre maybe, but like Halloween's 80.
Sure, but it's not. Okay, so you're right, but I don't know. Maybe I missed that it was like ever talked about in a way of like the same thing as a slasher horror movie, like a Halloween or whatever.
All right. And I'm going to derail this real quick. We're here. We're like, I made a note. The one time I made a note, I almost forgot the damn note. But you're right. Like, it's a slasher horror movie. And like, this movie scared the fuck out of people. Like, people did not want to go in the water. They did not want to
fuck like, around. And I say that in like modern day context, I don't think of a big bad monster movie the same way as I think of like a horror slasher movie.
Well, because now we're more scared of like... Because
now they're more like an action movie with just a bad guy that is a monster versus...
The Meg.
Like, yeah, versus like... A Halloween remake or whatever you want to call any of the slasher new style slashers.
And yeah, you're exactly right.
And that's probably just a little bit of my like ignorance or naivety on it, but I was like, it was the first, like still in the first half of the movie when the mayor was being an asshole, and I'm like, this is just a slasher movie with just different context.
It's a slash movie where like people are dying and someone's like, no, it's cool. There's not a serial killer. You're just being an asshole. You're being too concerned about these deaths. They're not.
Yeah, you're looking into it too much. Yeah.
But and I have mentioned this on Twitter multiple times. So like the whole thing is like Jaws like made people scared to go in the water. And I use this metaphor, not metaphor. What is the fancy word when you connect two things? Regardless. The log truck in Final Destination 2 is Millennials Jaws. Is Millennials Jaws. 100%.
Yeah.
That is.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Final Destination 2 in the theater. I do not fucking fuck around behind log trucks.
Yeah.
I showed my oldest one Final Destination 2 last winter. I mean, it's 2 winters ago. We were doing Halloween shit. And he's like, it finished the final. And Final Destination movies are not good. But any like, means like they're fine, but we finished the second one. He's like, I'm like, and what did you learn? He goes, we don't follow log trucks. Don't
drive behind log trucks.
it is one of those things. It immediately burns into your brain, and it is an entire generation, maybe two, that's everybody sees a log truck goes, not getting Final Destination today. Yeah. I'll wait, I'll speed up, I'll do anything. I'm not being around that thing.
And what people sleep on that whole like Final Destination log truck thing is those poor bastards that die because the water bottle gets stuck underneath the brake pedal. To me, that's right. When I drop a water bottle or a Mountain Dew bottle or whatever below my, like, that's what I think. I'm like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to find that, and I am not.
That's a very real thing. Like, don't, it's why you, like,
yeah. you're
told, also why you're told to not, like, drive with flip-flops on. type of thing.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had
what is that?
Because if you press the gas with a flip flop on and it gets stuck, the gas pedal can get stuck down.
I guess
never heard that. I have
between I've your had toe and the thing.
Stuck. No. Like the heel gets wedged on the floor and the flip flop, like the front part of the flip flop gets wedged against the gas.
I have never heard this.
Yeah.
Ever. I have fallen up my stairs wearing flip-flops. But I've never flip-flop.
It's not the most... I mean, like, obviously you can kick your foot if it was going to happen. It's just like, I had been told that at one point, and I've driven with sandals on and, like, thought about it. It's like, oh,
yeah.
No, it's definitely... This movie, I'm not a huge fan of, like... Would not be a huge fan of being like just out in open water on the ocean. But if I had seen this movie when I was little, it really would not
help. or when you were 20 in the 70s, like, I'm not getting that fucking water. Fuck that shit. Right. And that's us and those log trucks. And like,
oh yeah. Log truck. Yeah. No, it's the same type of generational.
I can't even think of anything that's close to a log truck / Jaws. That would scare anybody. I get scared us.
Yeah, I can't think of anything like since the log truck that would be a thing for like a next generation that they would have seen that would do that.
And now it's all like you got catfish and you lost your identity on the internet and et cetera. So, but all right. Is there any notes? I know Sean doesn't have notes.
I have one more thing.
All right.
And I'm really like, perplexed by this, so
that we haven't talked about yet, or
yeah,
that...
we haven't even touched on.
All right, so I'm in.
After they do the drunken Scar comparing in the USS Indianapolis, and then the shark attacks the boat. There's like shooting star in the background.
So yeah. All right, so my son, my 12-year-old Gavin,
I thought my TV was broken.
He goes,
I rewound it multiple times.
He sees the first one.
Yeah.
He sees
the
first one and he goes,
It's behind.
Yeah. And then he sees the second one. He goes,
yeah.
Is that special effects? Is that something that we need to be paying attention to? And I go, what? He goes, look at this. He goes, look at the sky. And he's like, do you think they add that in post production? I go, this isn't 75, 74 when they, I'm like, I think that's just the sky.
Yeah, so it literally, like, they must have been doing two shots when that happened, because there's the shot of Brody, and it's behind him,
yeah.
And then they cut to, like, a wide shot of the boat just out there.
Or a meteor shower.
And then you can also see it there. And I was like, what in the heck? Like, what a random thing that's just there. That, like, how often do you ever get, like, a live shot of something like that with a natural... you know, whatever asteroid meteor shower thing happening in the background.
When the first one happened, I like even thought out loud.
It's a meteorite at that
point. Yeah, I literally said out loud, I'm just like, was that supposed to be a shooting star? Was that like just a glitch in the film? Like, and then they do the wide shot and it's there again.
Yeah,
and
it goes across the whole, like, the whole
in the world is going on here.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I don't know how that would ever connect into a story in the story or something happening, but I guess we'll watch it. And then it was just
no, my sons picked up on that, which was wild to me.
It's an hour 36 into the movie. It's right after they're like done being attacked for like the first time by the shark.
Yeah, and then after that, it was a. Is that significant? Does it mean something?
That's what I was thinking too. I was like waiting to see if like something come of it.
Right. Well, my son, my oldest one, grew up on Cloverfield, watching it like 1,000 times. So like he's like, oh, there's shooting stars in Cloverfield. That's when the monster shows up. So like he immediately is like.
I mean, that's kind of how A Quiet Place happens too, right?
Fucking prequels. I fucking hate prequels. Can't wait to go watch that sucker. Anyways.
I'm excited for it.
I was until they showed a character from the second one that it pissed me off.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't need that, man. Anyways.
That's rude.
Well, it just... prequels. I don't like prequels because, like,
I like that man a lot, so that's why I'm down.
I love that man, but it means he survives the goddamn movie. So I hate prequels. There's no, like, suspense because they're all gonna survive.
You don't want to know about the journey?
No. I don't need the lore. I don't need to watch The Hobbit.
And you're no fun.
I mean, I've been told that quite a bit. All right. I don't even know. Is our next movie American Pie, Jake? Oh, or we have an empty spot on the schedule.
Let me look.
Fuck it. I think we have maybe an empty spot. I'm excited to see how American Pie goes when we get to it. Anyways, quiet time in which no one's listening to us anyways.
Goddamn on the radio.
We've got this mixed up in general, so we can just talk about what's next.
All right, well, American Pie's coming up, Independence Day's coming up.
Independence Day's
at some point up. Superbad's on our radar.
We've got some movies that are timed out, yeah, based on
I would love Good Will Hunting at some point, but anyways. Was Good Will Hunting not up to our criteria?
Oh, no, I love that movie.
I think Andrew Downs is going to join us for that one.
It's another one of those. I can just sit here and quote the entire movie while we go through it. If you want. I don't need to watch that one.
I need to have the girlfriend sit down and watch that. She's never seen it. But anyways, I am Ted Flint, Jake Voss, Sean Chantez Festerman. Until next time, I had it. I practiced this end in front of the mirror. I sat there for an hour tonight. I said the ending quote 100 times, and now I can't think of it. It was really good. Again. It was really good. Like, clever and funny and handsome. Is it kind of quopey handsome?
I don't think so.
Well, shit. All right. Well,
it's usually a visual thing.
Yeah. It's,
well, this quote. Well, this quote was really handsome, like me. Anyways, so I'm a handsome man. All right, boys, until next time, and we come back for American Pie, in which you can properly fuck a pie, apparently. Properly. I'm not sure properly fuck is the word. All right, anyways. Later, guys. Talk to you soon.
See ya.